We've just been listening to the Northern Mockingbird, a member of the Mimic Thrush family, our first learning group. The other two members of this group are Brown Thrasher and Gray Catbird. All three species have a varied song repertoire, yet this is a relatively easy group to start with, because the key to species identification is simply a matter of counting the repetitions of their phrases. Listen to the mockingbird and estimate the number of repetitions for each phrase. Phrases are normally repeated three or more times. Also listen to the mockingbird's call note. Unlike most birds, which confine their singing to the daylight hours, mockingbirds often sing at night, especially during the breeding season. Here's the mockingbird one more time. Now listen to the brown thrasher, and remember to count the number of repetitions. The thrasher typically repeats phrases once or twice. Henry David Thoreau suggested a handle on the thrasher's song, which calls to mind the pairing of the phrases. He felt the bird said, drop it, cover it up, cover it up, pull it up, pull it up, pull it up. Listen again to the emphatically delivered song of the brown thrasher. The last of the mimics is the gray catbird. Although varied like the other mimics, the catbird does not consistently repeat its phrases. The disjointed song is a mixture of harsh, squeaky, and nasal phrases, with occasional sweet notes. Overall, it is much less melodic than either the mockingbird or thrasher song. Also listen for the diagnostic cat-like meow. We now have a framework for recognizing the three mimics. Three or more repetitions for the mockingbird, one or two repetitions for the thrasher, and the harsh, non-repeating song of the catbird. Listen to all three birds in a different order and see if you can pick out the species. First, second, third.